And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with Steve-O and Dave, Captain Dave from Promar. We're talking lobsters this morning, and we'll be talking some tuna and all kinds of stuff this morning. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. What a fun show today is going to be, man.
It's going to be lively. And can you believe it? End of September, it's already lobster season coming up. And Steve from Promar's in. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
All right. Lobster people, Promar.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing it a little while.
Yeah, indeed. And you certainly kind of dominate the market now for hoop nets and the thing is, the right accessories, too.
It changed the game. I mean, it changed how we fish for lobsters and the way we fish for them. The type of nets, I mean, Promar is the company.
Yeah, we redesigned the hoop net a little bit. People were using different brands before we came along, and we figured Ben, the owner of the company, was huge into lobster. Dave actually helped him get into it, and he went in and he was using what everybody else was using, and then he looked at it and thought how he could make it better, and that's when he came out with the original Ambush 32, and that just it blew up. Everybody started doing it. Dave helped us tremendously, putting the word out, and it just went from there.
So explain that, the Ambush 32. What it is the largest hoop net allowed by the regulations.
So the 32-inch, the original, it was a gray area back then with Fish and Game. They didn't really have rules and regulations because nobody was doing lobster hooping enough. Later, they came out with the regulation that the biggest hoop net that you could use is a 36-inch. So nothing bigger than a 36-inch. And then that's when we came out with the XL, which is a 36-inch. And then eventually people started asking for something heavier for the deeper drop stuff, so that's when we came out with the XLH, which is the heavy version of that.
Yeah.
And
which is great for deep water,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or lots of current.
Yeah, exactly. It'll hold the ground better. You can drop it deeper, and it'll stay in that spot when there's heavy current or condition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. Rather than having to put weights on it.
Right,
like
exactly.
That,
exactly.
You're covered that way. So, yeah. Captain Dave, which one do you use?
Well, I use that 32 because of the fact that I'm fishing shallow. Yeah. I don't fish deep. Uh-huh. I know a lot of people fish deep, and that's great. That keeps them all out of my way, and that's cool. But we fish shallow. I don't fish much over 20 feet of water at Catalina. On the beach, I'm fishing inside the harbors. We're fishing in 30, 35 feet of water. Because, first of all, I don't have a puller on our boat, so we're not using that puller and pulling them up. I let the people pull the hoop nets. That's part of the fun, I believe, sure, is they all want to be involved in pulling the net up. So we're using the smaller ones. We're not putting weights on them. We're not fishing out there where the current is. But with those guys that are fishing where the current is, you got to have the heavy duty because of the fact that when you add all the weight and the chain or anything that we've used in the past, that all gets tangled up with the other nets when you're stacking them.
Totally.
It's just a big mess. Yep. It's a giant mess. So when Steve and Ben came out with the heavy duties, that just solved a whole bunch of problems. The net itself weighs, what does it weigh, Steve?
14 pounds.
Yeah, just
versus what?
Versus the regular 36 is around 6.
Wow. Yeah.
So it's
so
a
means
giant.
The 32 is like 4 or 5 pounds?
Yeah, it's about five and a half, yeah.
So you don't need to add weight if you're fishing deep on the heavy.
No, 14 is, I believe it's more than enough. We
absolutely
haven't had any complaints. Everybody that's used them and has been fishing around 200 or more has been, I mean, they've done great with them.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow, fantastic.
No,
and they're available
one
at tackle stores all over Southern California?
All
now?
Over Southern California.
Yeah.
Almost every tackle store has a Ambush series hoop nets.
Which is the most popular of the Ambush series?
I would say that between the 32 and the regular 36, mm-hmm, they're pretty side by side. 32 is something more that a kayaker would use. Guys on smaller boats use them because it doesn't take as much real estate on your boat. The 36 is more for the guys that are going to Catalina and just want more volume when they're down there, so that give them a bigger opportunity to get more lobster in the hoop net.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So, what are you on? Any speculation, Captain Dave, on lobster season this year?
Well, I believe it's going to be really good because, yeah, we were in a warm water cycle, but we're back into a cold water cycle, and those things seem to love it when the water's colder and cooler. And everything looks good. The water's kind of dirty. We've had a few swells come through, and the lobsters love it when it's dirty and there's a swell. So everything looks good for a phenomenal season. And you know what? Catching lobsters is cool, but the whole experience of being out there on the water at night with the family
with
and
yeah,
pulling the nets. And yeah, if you get one, that's insane. Yeah. One lobster, because what are they going for, $40 a pound right
yeah,
now?
Seriously.
So you get one, that's a phenomenal night. And what people, I try to slow my crew members down and stuff, you got to understand, when you pull that net up, there's going to be all kinds of stuff in it. Not just lobster. There's stingrays, there's sculpin, there's bass, there's
sometimes
octopus,
eels.
There's
yeah,
eels. All that stuff is super cool for the common man that has never seen it, or your children or your wife, they have never seen it before.
Sure.
You got to slow it down. Most people just grab it, shake it, and dump it back over the side when that cool stuff comes up. I like to slow it down. Let's look at it. Let's take a look at what we caught. Remember where we caught it at. It all matters. The whole thing matters. It's a big game
that's
out
cool
there, and it's fun.
And your favorite place to hoop is?
Where they're crawling at.
But you do a lot of Catalina, right?
Right, but the whole thing is like Steve was saying, we kind of launched this whole thing with Promar back in the, I think, 2006, 2007, for sheer necessity because of the economy and what had been going on, and I thought it was a great idea to buy into a yacht, so I bought into the Liquid Coast Highway back then. And that's when fuel went to $5 a gallon, and we were fishing that tuna offshore, and we were running and gunning every day, and I believe there was five or six trips where it cost us $500 or $600 a day to take people fishing. It was a heck of a business plan at the time. Because I couldn't keep going back to the well and telling our clients, hey, you know, they raised the price. Remember, gas was going up 10 cents sure. a gallon every day, and we couldn't keep going back to the well and telling you guys when you chartered the boat, hey, we got to hit you again with another gas. So we were taking people fishing, and then it was costing us money. We came out of the season with no money, and then we had to figure out what we were going to do. And I thought, I wonder if anyone would pay to go lobster fishing. And I teamed up back then with Phil Freeman, and we hit the internet hard, and we offered you 5 hours of hoop netting in Long Beach Harbor for $100 a piece. Take six guys. I give you all the beer you can drink and all the
whoa,
pizza.
Whoa, that's dangerous.
All the beer you could drink, all the pizza you could eat for $100 a person. And we were off to the races. And then what happened? And we didn't even know.
And then
we
beer went up.
No.
No?
You're soaked. It sounds great. You know, you're going to get to drink all this beer, but I keep you soaking wet.
Right.
And it's freezing cold.
Yeah.
So how much? Even the greatest beer drinker in the world doesn't drink a lot of beer when he's freezing to death and soaking wet. So that was a good marketing plan. And then what happened? We didn't even really know what we were doing. We weren't really catching any. We were fishing only in Long Beach Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we would idle in and idle out because we really didn't have enough money to pay for fuel, to be perfectly honest.
That's funny.
And then what happened? Lo and behold, Kelly, my wife, catches the largest lobster ever caught in the state of California. Now, I know there's a lot of people on the radio that
Kelly,
say...
Kelly, how big was that lobster? Come on.
18 and three-quarter pounds.
18 and three-quarter pounds? Wow.
That's crazy.
And she gave it to the aquarium in Long Beach. Now, I know a lot of my fans are listening, and that goes against everything Captain Dave stands for. We let that lobster live.
Yeah, not, lobster not the fan thing, the fact that he let something stay alive for more than 5 minutes.
You know, which is sacrilegious because...
What does an 18 and three-quarter pound lobster look like when it's coming up in the hoop net? How does it fit in the hoop net?
Yeah, how does it fit in the hoop net?
It just barely fit.
That's so cool.
I was pulling it up, and I immediately just let go when I saw it.
I'm sure.
I let go of the rope.
Holy mackerel.
And thankfully,
but it was inside the hoop?
It was inside. Well, half of it was inside.
Yeah.
It was very scary.
I mean, for those that have hoop netted, think about how big an 8-pounder is in a hoop net. It defies everything. And then throw a 10-pounder on top of it.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
It looked like a small animal.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
It was
not that small either.
No. But,
pounds.
That's cool.
You know, a lot of people say they've caught bigger, but... Kelly gave it to the aquarium, and they weighed it, and it was 18 and three-quarter pounds. So those of you that have caught bigger, you forgot to tell anybody. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's pretty cool.
Well, we'll call Kelly's the largest.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's we're sticking with that.
And it's on Bloody Decks. If you go look on Bloody Decks for world record lobster, her picture will come right up.
That's cool.
All right. That's cool. So, Steve, where's your favorite place, area to hoop?
Well, up until last season, my favorite place was inside the Long Beach Harbor there. But last season I got my third boat, but a 20-foot skiff that I feel comfortable enough to take over to Catalina at night. So now this season I plan on doing a lot at Catalina. Yeah.
Catalina is a cool place. It's a cool place to hoop. It's getting more popular and a lot more pressure, and it's not like it used to be, but it's a pretty cool place to
hoop. I mean, from all the photos that I see every season, social media, it just seems like if you're going to go out and invest all that time and money into it, your best chances are probably going across the channel and hitting Catalina.
Yeah, indeed. And what's your weapon of choice from Promar?
I'm probably going to be fishing with the 36-inch, just the standard XL.
Wow.
I know in the middle of the season, during the season, the lobster tend to change a little bit from going to shallow to a little bit deeper water, so... I'll probably have a set of five of each for the 36 XL and then the 36 heavy.
Okay.
So that I can kind of scatter them around and figure out where they're at. Once I know that they're in the deeper area, then I'll focus on the deeper area. Or if I find that they're in the shallows, then I'll focus on the shallows.
Now, Does Promar still offer the Eclipse hoop net? I mean, that was the wasn't that the predecessor to the Ambush?
Yeah, we do have the Eclipse still available. A lot of the smaller aluminum boat guys that are fishing inside the harbor or the kayak guys, some of those guys prefer that because you can collapse it down flat and it stows away really nicely. Compared to the Ambush, that's a rigid hoop net. It's all welded frame. You can the Ambush is great to stack, but if you're limited on space on your boat, it could be a little tough.
Indeed. Yeah. And everybody kind of does. You guys put them out fully rigged, but people do change their rigging too, right?
Oh, yeah. There's so many things that people, I mean, I've seen. It's great that people go out and, you know, figure out what the best way
right.
of rigging them is for them. But we offer a few options. But, I mean, I've seen everything from these long PVC floats so that people don't have to get wet at all. They just cruise up on their boat, grab the PVC pipe that's attached to their float, and then pull it aboard. It makes it really easy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Now, on your saltwaterguide.com, Captain Dave, are you going to be giving info on hoop netting for your subscribers?
Yeah, if you go to the website and look, there's a 7-part series on hoop netting. And we start out with everything from how to rig the buoy, how to rig the rope, what type of bait cage you want to use. We don't use a cage. We use the seal-proof tubes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if you guys have been out lately, but there's a bunch of these animals called sea lions out there that
really?
Just will not leave your bait cage alone.
No kidding.
They're a very vicious animal. Yeah. They're endangered, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The sea lion. There's hardly any of them.
Oh, yeah.
So, but when you do find one, they like to stay right on that hoop net. And if it's in a cage, they're a very visual animal, and they'll stay on that cage the whole time, and they'll smash it with their forehead, or they'll blow bubbles in it, and the little particles of meat come out, and they eat those, and they just won't leave it alone. And the tube itself, they can't see it. They can smell something's coming out, but they're, like, looking, and they can't figure it out, and they leave it alone. But if you have a cage with a salmon head in it or something, you're just, like, chumming for the sea lions, I find. Once we started using tubes, we've never not caught lobsters. I can't say we limited every time, but mm-hmm. we haven't been skunked.
Yeah.
You know, and I do it quite a bit. On the boat I run today, the 65 Hatteras, we hoop net off the big boat all the time in 20 feet of water. It's something to see if you come and watch. But we're driving around at Catalina in the pitch black dark in 20 feet of water.
Wow.
Hooping off a 65
foot
boat. It's pretty spectacular.
Pretty
cool.
The good news is if you hit a prop or something like that, you don't have to pay for it, right?
Right. Yeah.
It's not my boat.
That's it. So, Promar, of course, makes more than just hoop nets. You've got some great jigs. I'm really fantastic. I mean, in Alaska and here,
yeah, that
your jigs are
series.
Really, really good.
Yeah, so there's actually two brands that sister brands. So we have Promar, which is more of the crab traps, lobster hoops, landing nets, those type of items. And then we have Ahi USA, which is going to be all the jig-type stuff, the hook and line type stuff, if you will. We have the Live Deception jigs, the new Live Deception flash jigs, which, I mean, since we introduced them last year or this year at ICAST, they've been selling like hotcakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about those.
So they're going to be, it's going to be the Live Deception body, so it's a thin, jig body. So it's going to be, it's designed to work fast. You can speed jig it. It's a very versatile jig. You can actually put a bend in it to do more of a flutter fall when you're for the drop.
Ah.
If you're fishing for tuna or any pelagic
large
fish. Yeah, largemouth. Dave knows all about the largemouth in Florida. We took Dave to ICAST this year, and we had the 3/4 ounce size, and we stayed on a lake, and one of our employees brought his boat down. He lives in Florida, so we were fishing the largemouth bass on this lake, and we told Dave, hey, throw one of these new flash jigs on and see if it gets bit. Well, we go out, and bass
foamers.
Are foaming.
Foamers.
Oh, cool.
Largemouth bass foamers every afternoon.
Like,
wow.
Like the bluefin out here in Southern California. It was exactly like that, only miniature. So we started throwing these jigs out to them, and right away, they were just working awesome. Dave hooked up. I think it was like a quad hookup at one point.
Yeah, all on the little Deception flash. It
That's
was
cool.
pretty spectacular.
That's so fun.
They're working really well for us.
Cool. Well, we'll hear more about that and lots more to talk about here.
Boy, you're not kidding. As you can hear, we got a great show and so many things to cover. Obviously, offshore and inshore fishing and the like. But, boy, if you want to talk about a day for talking lobster, this is it with the two gurus in here today. Going to be lots of fun. And we want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, the best way to do it is to call us now because it is going to be a very busy morning on the show. 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. And not only are we talking fishing, talking Promar, talking about Dave, and who knows what else with that guy in here, we've also got a couple of really, really nice prizes for you at the end of the show today. Two lucky callers are each going to win a big prize, first of which is a rock cod jig kit, and it's a very cool thing from Ahi and Promar, and it includes the Live Deception flash jigs that Steven mentioned there, a really cool rock cod focused jig kit, and then the additional is a tuna jig kit, again, all Live Deception jigs that are, you know, hand-picked by Steve and Dave that'll be, you know, a set just to keep for your cod fishing and a set just to keep for tuna fishing, and then each of those winners are also going to win a one-year membership to YourSaltWaterGuide.com. And the one thing I'll say about that is, you know, lobster hooping, and we'll get into a bunch of it, but I think, like, the biggest hurdle to get over is managing your gear and how to set your floats and how to set your traps, and that's the hardest part of it for sure. And once you get that dialed, everything else is downhill. And to be able to jump on a website and see videos and not just somebody tell you, hey, drill a hole here and do this, but to watch Dave go through the process of rigging and everything, it's an awesome opportunity, and what a cool prize to get to give away at the end of the show again.
Indeed.
So two lucky winners, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Are you tired of staring at spreadsheets? Close your office door and use the Radio.com app to stream The Fan on your smart speaker. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan, and in no time, you'll be listening to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
One line open. You want to get through, have a chance to win those great prizes we're giving away, the Live Deception Flash Jig Kit, along with the year membership to YourSaltWaterGuide.com and the assortment of tuna and rock cod jigs. And, of course, the one-year membership to Your Saltwater Guide, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Dave Dolan, who just completed our Let's Talk Hookup Liberty two-day trip. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, had a really great time out there on the water on the Liberty. You know, we left last Sunday, and, you know, last weekend the fish counts kind of took a nosedive there. But anyhow, we got out there Monday morning, had a real nice stop in the morning, put about 40 tuna on the boat, but that was pretty much it for the day for the tuna. Caught all the skipjack he wanted, so there was plenty of pulling on fish. But anyhow, Captain Taro said there was something kind of fishy about the area, so we stuck it out there. And the next day, Tuesday, he put us on the honey hole. We pretty much limited out the boat for tuna on that one stop, about a two-hour drift there.
Nice.
Really nice grade of tuna, too. I'd say most of them were like the 12 to low 20-pound range, but there were some bigger ones caught. I asked the deckhand later, and he said that there were some yellowfin in there in the 45-pound range, too.
Wow.
And, yeah, we had four bluefin on the boat. I was lucky. I caught one of them.
Yeah, one
of those bluefin, the deckhand told me later, said it was pushing the century mark, 100-pounder.
Wow.
So, then we had plenty of skipjack in the mix there, too. But that second day really made the trip. So yeah. I really got to hand it for Captain Taro for sticking out there. And Liberty, can't say enough about the boat. Taro's really a great captain. He's got a really hard-working crew. They're constantly hosing down the boat, keeping it clean, emptying the trash cans. Real first-class operation. And I got to tell you about those Liberty burgers, too. I think they only get about maybe five or six of them off the cow. I mean, those things are huge.
Wow.
That's cool, Dave. What a great trip.
Yeah, and Liberty is such a great, out of Fisherman's Line, it's such a great boat. They do these two-day trips, all-inclusive, $675. Wow. I was going to say you can grab a spot on the trip coming up on Sunday, October 13th, but guess what? It's full. There was one spot left yesterday, and it's gone.
Surprise.
Yeah, so that's full. So and limited load, 25 people on that boat. What's that like?
Oh, so nice. So much room to move around. You know, a boat of that size with 25, it's just the ideal size. Plenty of elbow room. And everybody, I got to hand it, really nice group of people on the boat, too. There were several out-of-towners. There was a group from the Bay Area, a group from the L.A. area that was having their bachelor party, so they had a good time catching fish. And all in all, just a really great operation. I wouldn't hesitate at all to want to book another trip on the Liberty.
Wow, fantastic. Well, of course, at fishermanslanding.com, you can do that. They go out every day on full-day trips, and kind of once in a while, they do these multi-day trips, so grab them when you can. And also, I want to thank our sponsors, and thank you, Dave, too, for giving out some great prizes. Of course, we had a lot of Shimano flatfall jigs and Colt Sniper jigs. We had some great AFCO product on there. We had some great Nomad product on there. A lot of great giveaways on the trip, and want to thank all our sponsors for supplying that. And thank you, Dave, for doing another great job hosting our Let's Talk Hookup two-day trip on the Liberty, and we'll look forward to Grant Christensen will be hosting our next one in October, so that's going to be a great one. And thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate the call this morning.
Okay, real good. I'll have a story up on the website on the trip, too.
Yeah, indeed. We'll also publish that on our newsletter blast as well as on our website. And thanks for doing that, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, let's head south now to the hurricane zone. And let's talk to our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pedro. Hi, Rick. Dave.
Everybody's on the edge of their seat wanting to know what happened down there when the hurricane blew through yesterday or the day before.
Well, it could have been a lot worse than it was. It was a Cat 1 when it came in. It missed Cabo and missed La Paz, but, of course, it brushed back the East Cape.
Yeah.
With our luck over there. Really, it was interesting because a light rain, you know. We were expecting gobs of rain and not much wind, and just about the opposite happened. We pulled the boats Thursday afternoon, and I got everything out of the water and on the beach and buttoned everything down. And the storm hit us about midday on Friday. And it blew hard for about 5 straight hours. I'd say up to 70 miles an hour. Hotel did pretty well. We beat up the Palapas some, and we had a few broken windows. But overall, we did okay. It could have been a lot worse. It was not a real heavy, big storm. Had it been one of the whoppers like in the past, you know, when they get in the Sea of Cortez like that, an 88-degree water in there, they can really bump up. And the problem with them, too, is it slows them down. So they sit in one spot and just beat you up like it did for that straight 5 hours. But overall, we did really well. Hotel's back in business, and we're lucky, you know. Overall, it could have been a lot worse, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But like you said, the problem with that one is it just sat on the ranch for quite a long time, right, with 70-plus mile-an-hour winds.
I think out of the whole Baja, I think the East Cape caught it the worst, right there in Palmas Bay. That's where it never actually made landfall. It just kind of sat off the coast there and beat us up some.
Yeah.
But like I say, overall it was moderate damage and to some of the homes and a little bit to the hotel, but nothing we can't patch up and get back to work. So I'm pleased. This one scared me because when they get up in the Sea of Cortez there, it can get really grim for us.
So. Yeah. So what's the story? Are you back open again and ready to go fishing?
Absolutely, absolutely. And the fishing's been good. It was just like last week, pretty much. The Dorado bite slowed down a little bit, but otherwise the fishing's been good. A lot of yellowfin. Most taken inside, a few outside under the porpoise, but most taken inside off the lighthouse and then Rencon along there. 2 to 3 miles off the beach, they're soaking sardine. We've got a lot of sardine in the area, which really helps the fishing. And chunk squid's working well for them. Billfish, God, loads and loads of billfish. And a high percentage of black and blue marlin in there, too. Some really big blacks and blue have been released over the course of the week. Very, very good billfish. And people, not many people are targeting them. Those that are going for them are at least one for sure and multiples normally. The Wahoo, it's been about like last week. They're down off the White Cliffs and off the lighthouse as well. CD18 Rapalas, Marauders are really the ticket for them. And those fish are going from 20 to about 55 pounds this week. Inside's been real good. Amberjack, Dogtooth Snapper, Pompano, some nice grouper. Very good bottom fishing, as usual. Chunk skipjack, pardon me, and squid are the best baits for them. Lots of big rooster fish cruising the beaches, and it's really interesting. Just absolutely nobody fishing them. Not at all. Everybody's going out after the meat fish, so they're not getting much pressure, but they're sure around. We're seeing them right in front of the hotel literally every day. Lots of them around. But the main thing is we're back in business, and because we didn't get a lot of rain, the washes didn't open up a whole lot, so it really didn't dirty up the water.
That's good.
So,
yeah. I'm surprised because they expected a lot of rain from that, so that's the good news, right?
Yeah, that's the good news, and we really were. I was expecting very light winds and a lot of rain, and just exactly the opposite happened. So very unpredictable stuff, but we did good, and this will be the last one for the season, you guys.
Yeah, you hope, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, for sure. Well, excellent, John. Well, glad everything worked out. You're back open, ready to go. If somebody wants to come down, visit Rancho Lane Arrow. Certainly my favorite month of the year, October. Great fishing.
Sure.
Great weather. Everything's green. It's just a fabulous, fabulous time. You have any spots available in prime time October?
We sure do. And I might mention, too, the water temperature stayed pretty warm. It's between 84 and 88 degrees now. And because the water's clean and all that, the fishing should rebound pretty quickly.
Awesome.
It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLayAndNarrow.com. We got a lot of photos on there.
All right. Very good, John. Thanks for the report. Glad everything worked out with the hurricane, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Dodged another bullet. Here we go.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Enough of those hurricanes, for sure. Appreciate that. All right. Phones are packing up. One line open. You want to get through, here's your chance. 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. Why don't we talk to Arnie? Arnie's called us from Vista this morning. Hi, Arnie. Thanks for getting us started here on the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Great.
Hey, Arnie.
Fantastic. Yeah, the question I got is for Dave. I heard you do trips off the Hatteras for the lobster hooping. Where do you usually go? Do you stay around Dana Point? Do you go to Catalina on some of these trips? How do you work your trips? And what do I need to bring, if I need to bring anything at all, bud?
All right. So what I do is I take a look at the weather. If it's going to rain, we're going to fish in Long Beach Harbor because the lobsters hate fresh water. So when you have a phenomenal runoff, that lobster inside of Long Beach Harbor really starts to crawl really well. And that's where we're going to get those trophy bugs. And a lot of the people that fish with us, they want to see that trophy bug because we have so many over 10 pounds. It's, I don't even know the number, but the amount over 14 pounds, I know that number. That's 12 over 15 pounds. And then three over 17 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
So, that Long Beach Harbor is the place we're going to go when it's raining. The harder it rains, the better it is up there. It's unbelievable. You can go to the spots up there and not even see a lobster, but then when they turn on that faucet and the water starts to flow in there.
They don't like that fresh water, do they?
They start charging to get away from it, and when they do that, that makes them hungry when they're using their energy. And so on their way out of wherever they're going, there's spots where I set up right in front of the L.A. River, and it pushes them downstream through the harbor. And you can set up. You're not anywhere near any structure. They're out in the sand, and they're cruising.
Really?
And when you see that flow, if you look at a topographical map of Long Beach Harbor, you see where the L.A. River flows by the Queen Mary, and then it flows down past the islands. And you get down to the end of that flow. If you can set up there and figure out how it flows, you'll be pretty successful when those big ones crawl. I used to run the research boat up there in Long Beach Harbor. We drug a net around the harbor a lot to show the kids the fish in the harbor. And there were times where that net, and we were in the mud, and we couldn't even lift the net up. There was so many lobsters.
No kidding.
And
really?
I was like, huh. There's something going on here.
They're out in the mud.
Out in the mud. And so we kind of got that dialed in. But if there's not a lot of rain, we're going to Catalina. And we're going to go over there and try to catch that fish in 20 feet of water. And when you come with us, whether you're fishing or lobster fishing, if you have your favorite pole when you're fishing, I'd say bring that. But 90% of the time, we're sponsored by so many different companies. Everything we have on the boat is brand new, state-of-the-art, the best of the best. So you don't really need to bring anything. And Promar, Steve, and Ben have taken such good care of me over the years. Everything we have on the boat, every year it's all brand new hoop nets, brand new bait cages, brand new rope. The only thing I still use every day is my buoys, all my buoys, because they have to have the number written on the side of them. So I have five that have my number on it, and then whatever my deckhand is this year, he'll have his number on the other five, because you can't only have your number on five buoys.
Only have your number on five buoys. So that's a good point.
You got to have the buoys that we have, we stay with those buoys, five of them with my number, and then whatever my deckhand is this year. As soon as I train them and get them figured out the right way to do everything, then off they go and they go start running somebody else's yacht. But that's what we want. We want to train these guys so they can go do this on other people's boats. So
Ben, explain that regulation, that regulation you was just talking about. That's Steve. Excuse me. Ben is your boss.
Yeah
Steve. The new regulation that is basically a couple of years old,
yeah,
where you have to have your go ID license on side of the lobster hoop.
Right. So whenever you go out and buy your fishing license or your lobster card, you're going to notice a number there that's going to be next to your go ID. So it's going to say go ID and then a long number. That number is your identification number for fishing game when you're out there, and that number needs to be on each one of your five. Well, I should say every buoy that you have in the water for your hoop net has to have a number on it. One person is limited to five. So if you're out there with you and your buddy on your boat, it needs to be five of yours and then five of his if you guys are fishing 10 hoop nets.
Wow.
You can't have more than five for a single go ID because then that means that you're basically breaking the law since you're only limited to five for a single person.
So you can't. So even though they're all my hoops,
right?
You have to have whoever's with you. You have to have their go ID on.
Right, exactly. And the reason that is because fishing game, I mean, they're going to come across these floats before they come across you most of the time. So they're not going to know if you're by yourself, you know, or it's you and a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see more than five hoop nets with that go ID number, they're going to automatically assume that it's one person because it's the same go ID fishing more than five hoop nets, which is what the limit is per person. So that's an automatic.
Wow.
Ticket.
We talked to a warden last year. Now, granted, or maybe it was even the year previous. Now, granted, that was when the law was new, and I would always say, you know, talk to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, all the other BS they always say to quantify that. But he told us to all of our hoop nets have, you know, we have a set of 10. They have my number, my boat partner's number, and, you know, and Dallas's number on them. He said the same thing, you know, well, if you don't know who's going to be using that gear. And that was coming from a ward. Now, that wouldn't, you know, it was a new regulation, and that doesn't mean he gave us wrong info, and so I'm quantifying that to tell you, but he told us to put all three fishermen's number that would be on the boat at any given time on the float. So very possible that we just got bad dope that one time, but that's what we were told from a warden last year.
All right. Well, that's, I guess we better make some changes. Indeed. And thanks a lot for the call this morning, Arnie. Appreciate that very much. You know, Ben, or I keep calling you Ben, Steve, one of the big things that everybody's doing right now is catching their own flying fish.
Right.
And I got a text from my buddy John Christensen that wants to know, do you guys make a net that works for catching your own flying fish?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have two options. We have the LN888, which is a big, it's what you want to use if you want to make those flying fish right in a quick manner. It's a big 30-inch ring net that you can use. It has monofilament netting, so those fish don't see it coming, and it's extendable up to 16 feet, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah, so you get a nice long reach on them when
now,
you're on
your boat. Now, which series is that? We're looking at your website, promarnets.com.
So if you go under the landing net series, there's going to be the specialty landing nets, I believe.
The landing net series, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be it's a black frame net with a monofilament netting.
Okay.
So that's the LN.
And that's what we're all using.
The
and
LN.
And we also use it as a squid brand.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So it's
LN.
888.
888. Okay. All
and right. Then that's we also the have, yeah, and we also have the LN 809 and the LN 816M. Both of those work great as well.
Okay. And you can get them at various Promar dealers like Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Everyone's carrying them right now because that's the name of
that's
the game
kind
for
of the
tuna.
Yeah. All right. Very good. All right, John, there you go.
Good call.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook-Up coming to you. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots of great info coming your way. It's Let's Talk Cook-Up on 97.3 The Fan.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, phones are packing up. I got to tell you, but I want to remind you, join us. It's going to be 2 weeks from yesterday for a great live remote broadcast at the Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. Such a great venue.
The best.
We'll finalize the details on where we're going to be next week and also all the special things that Kona Kai is going to provide.
They always roll out the red carpet.
They always roll out, but we weren't decided where the location is going to be yet, but we'll have that full for you next week. But it's going to be at the Kona Kai Resort. It's going to be that October 5th, Saturday, October 5th. We're going to have a lot of fun. Steve Pinard's going to be there, and we may even see Pete Grosbeck there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big
talk
deal.
To Pete. I'm hoping Pete's going to be
big
there,
hitter.
Too. So, yeah, 7 to 9 a.m., October 5th. Mark your calendar. Free prizes, lots of fun, and a lot more, I can promise you.
No doubt. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our Catch Report, which today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com and you can get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange. We're going to start off of a Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Brian. Hey, great job on the show last Sunday. I listened to it, the archive, on our Let's Talk Hookup app, and you guys did a great job. Thanks for filling in.
Roger, thanks. Yeah, it was a good time. I was hoping to see a picture of you standing next to an elk, but you're going to have to, you know, next year, right?
Next year, yeah. Well,
no.
Not, yeah. Sure. Well, yeah. We'll see. Yeah, but anyway, it was a great experience. I will put it, and again, thanks to Mike Lum and to Harold Davis for making it happen for me, but I'm sticking to fishing.
Mike, I'll take Pete's spot.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there in the universe right now.
Yeah, for sure.
They all just wanted to see you in camo. I think that was...
Yeah, hey, holding the big rifle, too. Actually, I was used John Ireland's 30-06.
So that's cool.
Hoping around with all borrowed perfect stuff. Tommy P's camo, John Ireland's weapon, you know, it was like...
Rental. I like it.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, good stuff. Well, hey, for us here along our stretch of beach, as David knows for sure, you know, we had a good week up here. Our water's made some really big strides, you know, in its effort to kind of clean up. Temp-wise, we're in like 71 to 73 degrees, you know, kind of what our water's been this week. And with that, the bass fishing in both the kelp and over the hard bottom spots has still been pretty good for us. Our bait this week, super nice sardine, like 4-5 inch sardine. So as you can imagine, that's definitely played into our bass routine there. So tons of action. People catching fish on the sinkers too. Sometimes, you know, when the water warms up, that better bass kind of settles out midwater. So sure, you'll see lots of stuff splashing around on the chum on the surface, but you slide a little egg sinker on there and get your sardine down a little bit. Sometimes that can be all it takes to catch a nicer one. And we're seeing a lot of this bonito here along the kelp, too. You know, it's not super big, but it's a good alternative to the bass. And, you know, if everyone knows you take care of that stuff, it's good on the table as well. And down the coastline in our three-quarter day zone, the bass fishing is very, very similar to what it's been up here in our half-day range. Continue to mix in some bottom fishing as well. Some nice sculpin numbers for us in our mix out deep there, along with that usual red skin rockfish, you know, the reds, grouper, and stuff like that. And then over at Catalina this week, we did have some boats over there. Good bonito action for us. Seeing some of that smaller yellowtail, 5 to 10 pound stuff. But plenty of bonito over there, and that bass fishing is fair. Sea lions, horrible. Same deal over, you know, at Catalina. It seems like it's always like that. And then the Fury on his overnights right now, he's over at Clemente. Same smaller yellow that's filling in at Catalina has made its appearance over there at Catalina too. So some good shots at some of that fish. And then a mix of other fish, like calico bass, sheephead, barracuda, and like that to kind of round it out for the guys on the Fury over there. And, you know, Todd was over there on the boardroom with Dave's brother and sister yesterday. And that little fun trip over there. Had some yellowtail and some good bass fishing too. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, call the landing. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawarf.com. And as always, as you book online, you can link us right through the Let's Talk Hookup page there. Book online, use the code HOOKUP25. That'll save you a few bucks on a half or three-quarter day trip with us.
Nice. HOOKUP25 right on the front page of letstalkhookup.com. You click on that Dana Wharf banner, go book online, and wow, that's a big deal.
Save some money. We'll take it. You can save it for your, you know, your hoop net purchase.
There you go. Yeah, go buy some more hoops. All right. Thanks, Woolley. Appreciate that very much. Thanks again for being here last Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
See you, Willie. All right, let's head on down. We got a special guest reporter for our Cedro Sport Fishing Report. That's our good buddy Luke Burson. What's up, Luke?
Good morning.
Good to hear from you. Fresh well, back from the island.
We got back on Wednesday. Good morning to Pete, Rick, Dave, and Steve. And Rick, I would be remiss if I didn't comment on your catch last week. For you, Neil, and Joe to do what you guys did in a small boat and to catch three of them and the big one under 25 minutes, I think you guys know exactly what you're doing.
We got lucky. It was a really fun trip, buddy. Thank you.
Well done. Well, I got back on Wednesday, and it was an amazing trip. While we were there, their lobster season opened, which meant there were thousands and thousands of buoys up and around the entire island. It made it pretty easy to find the spots the yellowtail were. And I can only say that that entire place and that operation only gets better and better. Like many, I fished there on long-range trips for years. And then, Rick, the first time I went to the lodge was with you 6 or 7 years ago, and it was a great trip. The lodge was great, but I absolutely hated what I called the Ensenada shuffle. Getting there and coming home was just painful.
I'm with
and
you.
Yeah.
This trip with the CBX just couldn't be easier. We were there at the island by 12:15, and then we were back in the U.S. by 10:30. You know, they're the only guys that do a nonstop direct. Others fly there, but you got to stop someplace. And I took a bunch of jig sticks down to share, and I couldn't have done this with anybody else. I took 9 rods. No one even asked me what was in the bundle. So the operation gets better and better. But let me talk about the fishing. The very best yellowtail fishing I've ever had.
Wow, that's saying something.
We had full limits for the 3 days we fished, including Javier. We were on his new boat, and maybe even a little over limits, but we let him go. Every fish was on surface iron.
Wow.
We didn't even make bait. A bunch of the fish were 25 to 35, and the water was clean. It was about 71, pushed 72 in some areas, and the visuals, if one didn't get the jig, one of the other 16 that were following.
That sounds awesome.
Now,
jeez.
Luke, did they serve you lobster since lobster season was open?
We tried. No. You know, I think because it's in the beginning,
right,
and, you know, the co-op manages that so thoroughly.
Yeah.
We did not. We saw lobsters, and, boy, we saw them diligently measuring them and putting back the small ones.
That's good.
And then one morning, they checked the Marines on the Navy boat, checked everybody coming out of the harbor for their fishing license, meaning each ponga and every commercial ponga.
Wow.
So they're pretty serious down there.
That's good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's good news. Yeah, and that keeps the fishery good. Well, Luke, it sounds like a fantastic trip and a fantastic experience, Cedro Sport Fishing. When are you going back?
Well, I just do it once a year, but there's room for a few others to go back. Rosie wanted to make sure that people knew that there's an opening on a 5-day, October 5 through the 9th.
Wow.
And then there's 3 openings, October 26th to the 31st. And if someone had on their bucket list to catch a wahoo from a skiff, man, I'd jump on that 26th to 31st trip.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sure they're going to be there again. We didn't see a tuna, but they said they just hadn't arrived yet. But we saw Dorado. But like most places, it takes Dorado a few weeks to settle in. That place is going to erupt with other species here just very, very shortly.
So you better jump on those two opportunities there, CedroSportFishing.com, or you have the phone number for us, Luke?
Oh, I do not.
All right, well, we'll get it. It's just CedroSportFishing.com.
That's the easiest way
Luke,
to find it.
Luke, great job for filling in for RH. Jeff Flowers there, and he'll be back next week, and we'll talk to you real soon. Glad you had such a great trip.
Thanks, Luke.
Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, hey, let's continue with our catch report. We're going to talk to the surf guru. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen, what's happening?
Gundy, you are. Tell us what's going on the surf.
Wow, we got a new player in the game we kind of been expecting, being September. The Bonita have showed up. So we had a few, up there in Redondo is the place we see them, and then off the piers. The guys are telling me Dana Point Pier, they showed up one day this week, and everyone on the pier went bendo, you know what I mean? So that's kind of a fun deal for the pier anglers. But we'll start up north. with the shorter days and cooler nights, you know, we're starting to feel that fall deal. I think this week fall starts. The barge perch bite has taken off up there off Santa Barbara. Lots of one-pound class fish. You know, guys are pretty much getting easy limits. But we're starting to see some two-pound models. I know in a couple weeks, Wiley's will kick off their perch derby. So, you know, life rolls on. We're into fall. Goleta, East Beach, Carpinteria, Santa Claus Lane have been strong beaches up there. The grubbers are doing good with motor oil, root beer grubs. The Gulf 2-inch sandworms, tough to beat. Wiley's also reported a tanker, 7-pound, 2-ounce spot fin croaker. The fish was taken on a shrimp-squid combo, trout fishing style. Off of Big Rock there. That's a tremendous spot fin. The Corbina bite's still been strong up there, 1 to 2 pound models, mostly occasional kickers in the mix. Just Fishing in Redondo reported strong Corbina bite, too, off Torrance Beach, and they actually had a 4-pound, 2-ounce fish in there. And that's a real fishy area, that Torrance Beach. A lot of bigger Corbina seem to hang around there. Sand crab's been a little tougher to find, and this I found this out up and down the coast. So good idea to bring a backup bait, something like, you know, some mussels or some gulp bait or something like that. Just think about a backup if you're going to stroke the fine sand crabs. Like I said, the bonita have been showing in the harbor there. Guys are starting to get them on the little topper rigs and on the spoons. Big Fish reported good croaker bite off Sunset and Pulsa Chica. Mussel, bloodworms fished outside the breakers has been the ticket. But mostly yellowfin to 3 pounds with a few spot fin mixed in there. Ketchum Tackle, Newport also reported good yellowfin croaker action. Lugworms have been the top bait there. Hogan's reported good croaker bite off strands in Salt Creek. Carolina rigged lugworms fish outside the surf line was the ticket there. And then, like I said, the bonita showed off the San Clemente Pier this week. One morning, 2 to 3 pound models, and they said it was quite a spectacle. And Pacific Coast also reported bonita off the Oceanside Pier. So keep those crocodiles, those feathered castmasters, the mega baits, the splasher rigs. You might want to whip that stuff out, and maybe we get a little bonita run here to top off the fall, huh?
Awesome, Gundy. Appreciate that report. Good job, always. And thanks, Surf Guru Gundy Gunnison. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Gentlemen, have a good week. Thank you.
You too.
See you, all right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, I want to remind you, the CCA On the Beach Surf Fishing Clinic is coming to Verge's Landing in Morro Bay. It's on September the 27th and the 28th. You can learn right on the sand from Bill Varney and his team on how to find bait and catch surf fish. To learn more about the upcoming Morro Bay Clinic, go to surffishtackle.com and click on the seminars tab. Also, check out fishthesurf.com. That's where you'll find all the tips, reports, and articles designed to make you a better surf angler. Hey, phones are packed up. When we come back, we got a lot of your phone calls, a lot more great info, another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, Radio.com Sports Station.
Hi, I'm catcher Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
2-0 Padres. RBI double. Austin Hedges, a six-game hitting streak.
And you're listening to the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hook Up listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.